from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Wednesday, April 12th. Coming up, we learn about the mental health journey of a Rockford native who's now the music director of an award-winning Broadway show. That story from Yvonne Booz in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A federal judge in Southern Illinois will hear arguments today in a lawsuit challenging the state's recent assault weapons ban. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Gun rights advocates are seeking a preliminary injunction to block the ban, which went into effect in January. The Illinois State Rifle Association is among the plaintiffs that sued the state. Executive Director Richard Pearson told a gun rights rally in Springfield last month he's confident about the case.
We've won 25 cases against governments of various kinds, and we're going to continue to fight. They have no right to attack individual citizens just because they want to.
The plaintiffs argued the ban on various firearms magazines and weapons like the AR-15 violates their Second Amendment rights. Advocates also filed several lawsuits in state court. None has received a final judgment yet. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Democratic National Convention will be coming to Chicago next year, officials announced yesterday. Tessa Weinberg has more.
Chicago beat out other major cities, including Atlanta and New York, to secure the winning bid for the Democratic National Committee's convention. It will be held next year at the United Center from August 19th to the 22nd. Elected officials in a statement said the choice highlights the strength of the Midwest as a Democratic stronghold and key to the party's success in the upcoming 2024 elections. President Joe Biden said in a statement, Chicago is a, quote, great choice to host the convention. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said the city, quote, shows the best of America. It will be the first presidential convention in Chicago since 1996. Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ News.
New data shows more than 800,000 people in Illinois have had cannabis-related arrest records expunged. Cameron Cutinello reports.
This is according to New Leaf Illinois. It's a state-funded program that provides aid to people with cannabis legal issues. Attorney Regina Hernandez says expungement is important because cannabis arrest records sometimes prevent people from finding jobs or housing.
There's so many things that I think people really take for granted who have not ever been arrested or have really had to deal with a criminal record. And it's important to not only destigmatize it, but raise awareness as to just what that domino effect is.
New Leaf wants to go beyond arrest records and expunge convictions too. I'm Cameron Cutinello.
Picket lines went up at Governors State University south of Chicago yesterday. It's the third public university in Illinois where faculty and support staff are on strike. During a union rally at GSU, American Federation of Teachers Secretary General Frederick Ingram said they'd support the strikes.
There will be messages sent to the White House. There will be calls made to Governor Pritzker. And there is an expectation. There is an expectation that you treat our people right.
Members of the University Professionals of Illinois are also on strike at Eastern Illinois and Chicago State Universities. Salary and workload have been the main issues in contract talks. Still to come, we learn about the mental health journey of a Rockford native who's now the music director of an award-winning Broadway show. That story from Yvonne Booz is coming up next on 217 Today.
The new four-part documentary, Fight the Power, How Hip-Hop Changed the World, recounts the origins of the revolutionary art form, hip-hop. The film explores hip-hop's roots as an expression of experience that was groundbreakingly unapologetic. Fight the Power was written by Public Enemy's Chuck D. It reveals how a black-focused cultural phenomenon changed American history. Learn how you can watch this and other documentaries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. A Rockford native is now the music director of an award-winning Broadway show. She once struggled with anxiety and depression and has learned how to help others get to a peaceful state. Yvonne Booz has more.
Julia Shady is the music director of Six the Musical on Broadway.
A story that you think you've heard before. We know you know our names and our fame and our...
Six the Musical tells the story of the six wives of Henry VIII. Shady's childhood was quite melodic. She says her and her three sisters didn't watch much television, so they used records for entertainment.
My mom had a lot of little 45s from like the 60s and 70s. And she listened to like Barbra Streisand and Donna Summer and I don't know, all sorts of stuff. And my dad really liked Chicago and Styx.
Shady grew up in the 80s when people sported boom boxes on their shoulders. Shady's was pink. She says radio DJs were an important part of the culture. She remembers how one Rockford DJ filled her ears with joy. Jeff Wicker from 97.5 WZOK.
I was obsessed. Like, I would get up to listen to Jeff Wicker in the morning, and then I would put a little blank cassette tape into my thing and try to hit the songs, you know, record the songs when they would come on. And me and my sisters would call him, like, every day.
Shady and her sisters took piano lessons, and that's when she learned how to read music. She says she was terrified of doing solo recitals. She recalls how a small student helped her.
And she said, you know, Miss Julia, somebody told me once that if you wiggle your toes in your shoes before you go out, it'll get some of your nervous energy out. So I always would try that. I thought the little girl was brilliant.
Shady went on to study music in school and continued to refine her craft. But the joy of music couldn't overshadow the dark cloud that hovered over the artist. She says depression started to seep into her world. She calls this mental state crippling. Shady shares how she coped.
I went to NIU for jazz studies, and I tried a lot of drugs and things for, you know, for a couple of years. And then mostly after that, it was like marijuana, lots daily, you know.
At that time, she didn't think much of it. But in 2018, she moved to Chicago and says she found herself reverting back to her college days. She moved to New York and got back on track. Then came the pandemic. She moved back to Rockford and the dark cloud returned. But this time, it wasn't just marijuana. She began taking opopioids.
And in November 2020, I found myself both withdrawing from opopioids and in a very severe depression. And I was alone and isolated. That is when I hurt myself. I did not want to live anymore.
Shady spent 3 weeks in the hospital and another 3 weeks in an inpatient rehabilitation facility. This recovery took place in New York. Shady is 2 years clean and says she wakes up every day thinking about recovery. She also started leaning in on a technique that she learned in the early 2000s. She says she took a class around 2012 based on a prediction from a psychic.
And this person told me that I would be good in the healing arts. So I thought, well, I'll just take that Reiki class and see what it's like.
She continued her training and became a Reiki master. Shady also credits theater as an important part of her healing journey. Her goal wasn't to be a music director. She was the associate music director for Styx in Chicago, but the music director of that production became the music supervisor for all the US Styx productions. Shady became the music director for the Broadway production. She says this position helps her stay calm.
Music directing has taught me to practice that, you know, and to not only trust my decision making, but to know that it's not always just right or wrong, right? I mean, sometimes it's just a decision, and if it ends up not working out, you do something different.
Shady says she hopes that Styx continues for more years to come, but if that doesn't happen, it's okay with her. She explains she is at a place where she is not afraid to not have a plan. She's satisfied with filling out the blank slate in front of her as she goes along. I'm Yvonne Beans. We're Styx.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny with a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Tessa Weinberg, Cameron Cutinello, Jim Meadows, and Yvonne Booz. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.